With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'll nominate Kevin Warsh to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Warsh is a former Fed governor who was appointed to the board by President George W. Bush. At the time, Warsh was 35 years old, making him the youngest governor in history. In the past, Warsh supported higher interest rates to control inflation. More recently, however, he has said he supports lower rates, an approach backed by President Trump. Warsh would replace Chairman Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. His appointment requires Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has voted to fund most of the government through the end of September after President Trump made a deal with Democrats to carve out Homeland Security funding and allow Congress to debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids across the country. With a weekend shutdown looming, President Trump made the rare deal with Senate Democrats Thursday. Parts of the Southeast could be dealing with more extreme cold and snowfall over the weekend. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says Florida expected to see some snow.
Cold temperatures are definitely getting down to Florida, especially as we move on into the weekend. Saturday will be a okay day, but as we go into Sunday morning and then especially Monday morning, the low temperatures across much of the peninsula are going to be in the low to mid-20s as you get away from the coast.
Frustrations are high for tens of thousands that have been without power for a week in the South as new storms loom. In Nashville, residents' criticism of their utility storm preparations and recovery reached a fever pitch earlier Friday. Meanwhile, the Carolinas and Virginia are preparing for a significant winter storm that could bring more snowfall than some parts of North Carolina has seen for years. Arctic air will cause their already frigid temperatures to plummet. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on euthanasia.
And these just aren't any Americans. They are regular churchgoers responding to a poll released by the Family Research Council. The results are that 43% of people who attend worship services believe that euthanasia is morally wrong. 23% say it's not, and more than a third, 35%, can't make up their mind. So far, 12 states and the District of Columbia have laws allowing a person to legally get help from a doctor to take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sarah Mullally has been confirmed as Archbishop of Canterbury, becoming the first woman to lead the Church of England. But her appointment may deepen rifts within the worldwide Anglican Communion, whose 100 million members in 165 countries are deeply divided over the role of women in leadership and issues of homosexuality. GAFCON, a global organization of conservative Anglicans, says her elevation is a problem because of a majority of Anglican believe that there should be bishops there. Politics influenced the markets yesterday.
Stocks fell on Wall Street while gold and silver prices plunged as investors tried to gauge what President Donald Trump's new nominee to lead the Federal Reserve will mean for interest rates. The S&P 500 dropped 0.4% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%. The value of the dollar rallied against other global currencies, but only after swiveling a couple of times. Huge rallies for gold and silver prices screeched to a halt. The price of gold dropped 11%. Silver plummeted by more than 30%. Okay. Seth Seitel, New York.
Journalist Don Lemon has been released from custody after being charged with federal civil rights crimes in connection with an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted services at a Minnesota church on the 18th of January. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.